for
Blog Talk Radio.
God is the new mighty.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hear to me.
The Lord has known that when we left Kentucky, we left all our stuff behind. We lost everything. So we've been rebuilding up everything from ground zero coming back up. And God has been faithful to put in our lives just about everything that we've about missed. You know, one way or another, we got it. And I'm looking, I'm saying, wow, Lord, only you could do this. You know, only you could do this. So I'm grateful because I know he's got plans for us. And I'm excited about this because this is our fourth Sunday being here in this place. Four Sundays is usually the period of a month. And as a matter of fact, it will be a month because when we come back to here again, we'll be in our very first Sunday of the new month, February. So we've been here for a month. God has blessed us in this place. He's shown up in this place. We felt his presence. We've left out renewed. My words to you, and I just feel it in my heart, the man of God is bringing the message today, and we're just going to keep on doing some music ministry. But before we do that, I just want to say this to you all. There was a time in my life I struggled with consistency. I knew how to do something good for a while, and then I would slack off. And I'd pick back up, and I'd do it good again, and I'd slack off again. And I went through that for years. I mean, years and years and years. When this one was young, before that one was born, when I had the other ones, I was a single mom trying to raise the kids, trying to go to church, and I would go good for like maybe a month, maybe month and a half, slack off, miss a Sunday. And then after you miss that one Sunday, it's real easy to miss the next couple. I encourage you. Work against inconsistency. Work against not doing what you need to do all the time. Miracle, if you know that you need to study a certain number of days to get that A for your spelling test, you make sure you do it all the time. Don't ever change. Sometimes we feel like it's boring or it's monotonous to keep doing the same thing all the time. You know what? Doing the same thing all the time creates for you levels and layers of assurance that you're going to be blessed in that area that you're working toward. It's when you slack off that you break the momentum. You know, they even tell you when you take medicine, if you're going to take this medicine, you've got to keep taking it for a certain amount of time so it can build up in your system is what the doctors tell you. The same thing is true spiritually. You've got to be consistent with the things of God if you're going to be able to make it to that place that you need to make it to. I'm still working on the consistency. I'm still trying to get better in myself with certain things, because you never stop growing. You never arrive till you get to glory. So it says, he hasn't taken me yet. I want to work on this side to get me together and make me even better than I've been. So I say this word to encourage you, hallelujah, and we're just going to keep on singing the praises of the Lord, hallelujah, amen. And actually, I feel the Lord saying to stop here. Let's have a time of prayer. Can we pray? Thanks. Hallelujah. Let's pray. I mentioned earlier, Brother James, you weren't here at the time, that Sister Carolyn was going through some upheavals this weekend. And I just want to remember her. I didn't speak with her this morning. I talked to her last night about 11:15 or maybe even later than that, and told her I love her, told her to go and get some rest. And I know she enjoys being here, and I think she would have if she felt it possible, but it obviously may not have been possible. And I don't, who knows, it's still early. Don't know if she's going to come later on or whatever, but we're going to go forth and worship God, hallelujah. But I want to lift her up in prayer. Is there anybody else, saints, that needs to be lifted up in prayer today? Hallelujah. Anybody or anybody, whether it be at school, at work, or anybody that you want to lift up in prayer?
Yes. Go ahead, Mom.
Sister Yvette and her aunt and your aunt. Praise God. Okay. Is there anybody else? Going on? Yes, Miracle. Did you get questions? Your mom? Definitely. What's mom's name?
Hey,
Pam. Pam. We'll just go by this person. Can you sister you say?
Yeah.
Oh. I just need a
Okay. Okay, I think I got everybody. Yvette, Noma, Pam, people of Holland. Was there anyone else? Anybody? Yeah, Aunt Thelma, yes. Levon, yes. I got him. Is there anybody else at all? Okay. I want to lift up Dana, praise the Lord, who's a friend of a friend. The prophecy about this year that's going forth is that this is a year of rest and restoration. And I believe in God that He's going to bring some jobs and bring some homes and bring some cars and bring some things that His people have been lacking and needing. You know, God is not a poor God. He's not a cheap God. He's not into poverty. Poverty is of the devil. That's a curse. Wealth is of God, you know, but wealth used in the right way is also key. So I want to lift this up. Praise our God. Hallelujah. And say to God, you know, we're getting ready to come to the Lord. We're in the Lord's place, and His presence is here. But when you pray, you are talking to God. And I'm going to pray out loud, but that has absolutely nothing to do with you maybe wanting to pray. So if you feel the desire to pray, I want you to feel to, you know, if you want to pray out loud to the Lord while I'm praying, it will not harm me. It will not disrespect me. It is all in the flow. Because I think we need to learn that pastors are not, you know, mediums or in between people to God. You must go to God for yourself. But we are praying together as the people of God in this church to the Lord for these requests. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Enter into your gates with thanksgiving. Enter into your courts with praise. Hallelujah. Sing unto the Lord a new song, because God, you are worthy of the praise. Oh, taste and see, the word of God says, that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in Him. Father, we thank you today, hallelujah, that we can trust you. We thank you today, God, that we have tasted and we have seen that you are good, hallelujah, and that your mercy endures forever, hallelujah, that we can bring our requests and make them known to you, God, and your word says the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will rule and guard our hearts in Christ Jesus. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that even on this day, hallelujah, this 25th day of January, God, that your presence is was here with us, that you didn't think it was too much for you to come and visit us in this place, hallelujah, where you got your angels dispatched all around us to guard us and to keep us, God, to watch over us, hallelujah, and to bless us from on high. That's we lift up these petitions to you, because we know that there is no one else in this world or below this world, hallelujah, that can help us in our time of need. Save you, hallelujah. There's no psychic, there's no witch doctor, there's nothing, hallelujah. Save the blood of the Lamb, hallelujah. You who are grace is the embodiment of you, Jesus, hallelujah. It is to you that we lift up our petitions. It is to you because we know that you love us, hallelujah. Your love, hallelujah, is has engraved us in the palm of your hands, Lord God, the same hands that you took to Calvary and let the blood pour out from, because you loved us so. So, Master, we lift up to you, Carolyn, today. Hallelujah. We pray, God, your peace that surpasses all understanding upon her heart. God, we pray that you would move in her life to move out everything and everybody, hallelujah, that would keep her, hallelujah, from serving you in the heart and in the desire that she has, hallelujah. Master, I pray right now, God, that you would bless her with a double dose of joy. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. In spite of, hallelujah, give her Jesus joy today in the name of Jesus. God, we've got some family, hallelujah, that are not here with us, oh God, hallelujah. And we're lifting them up, Lord Jesus, to you. We're lifting up to you, Yvette, hallelujah, Lamont's sister right now, in the name of Jesus. God, I don't know if she knows you, hallelujah, but Master, we're lifting her up to you right now, God, hallelujah, and we're praying that you draw her, by your Holy Ghost power, to come to the same acknowledge of you, in the pardoning of her sin, hallelujah. God, we're lifting up to you, Yvette, Lord God, we're asking that you put a hedge of protection around about her, God. Keep her in all the ways and all the things that she does, day in and day out, Lord God. Bless her, hallelujah, supernaturally, Lord God. Let her know that it came from you, because it could come from no other. God, we lift up to you Selma right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let Canada Messiah. Oh, God, every part of her body that stands in need of healing, touch right now in the name of Jesus. Touch by your blood-stained hands, Lord God. Move to make right everything that is not right, God. Line it up according to your wholeness. Hallelujah. Your divine health in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Strengthen her. Give her the mind to know it was you that touched her body. To know that it was you that made her whole. Hallelujah. Let her call on the name of Jesus and find that you're right there. Hallelujah. To suck with her. To make your presence known with her. Oh, God, to be with her, Lord God, in that place on the inside where only you can tap in and be right there. We thank you for it, God. We praise you for it. Hallelujah. God, we lift up Pam. Hallelujah. Precious miracle. Hey, Yedemosata. Her name alone is connected to you. And her presence here and the remembrance of your mother on her mind. Hallelujah. Speaks of the anointing that you have for her life. Speaks of the way that you shall take that child in the days to come. Speaks of what you've already gifted her with. Hallelujah. And the grandfather who's the patriarch that sits over them all. Hallelujah. It speaks. By their fruit you shall know them, the word of God says. Hallelujah. And we can see what type of tree it is by the fruit we see. Bless the child, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Bless her for remembering her mother, Lord God. And Master, since she remembered her mother, God, we're asking for a double-fold blessing. Father, her mother, Pam, right now in the name of Jesus. Touch her in the name of Jesus. Make well, God, hallelujah. Every bondage of sin that's trying to pull her away from you, we rebuke her right now in the name of Jesus. We cast it down in the name of Jesus by your blood's power, hallelujah, to free us and make us whole, hallelujah. Every sin, every sickness, everything that's trying to pull her in the opposite way, God, we rebuke right now in the name of Jesus. We speak health and wellness, healing, Lord God, to her mind, to her body, to her spirit, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. May she recognize what a precious gift she has in this child, hallelujah. And God, I know that children are born to parents who are able and well able to take care of them. The children are born to the parents who are gifted and anointed to raise up that child. So God, even as you have anointed already Pam to raise miracle, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Master, we just ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would fortify her, strengthen her in ways that she may be torn down, God. Lift her up, Lord God, and make her totally, hallelujah, well and able to bring this child up in the fear and the knowledge of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we lift up the people of Pilot Mountain. Oh, God, God, there's so many, so very many, oh, God, from all stretches, oh, God, people that are crying and hurt, even as this baby, hallelujah, cries out, so do the people cry out, God, for you. They don't know how to reach you. They don't know how to get rest for their souls. God, we pray for them. We lift them up. God, we're asking, Master, that you would do a new thing in this town. That, God, you would raise up men and women, boys and girls from the north, south, east, and west to minister to the people of this town, Lord God, that cry out for you in the parting of the sins. Cry out for you for peace. Cry out for you for deliverance, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. This is City on a Hill Ministries. And your word says that a city that is set on a hill shall not be hidden. Don't hide this ministry. God, you stretch it out. God, you declare it. God, you advertise this ministry to the north, south, east, and west. We don't need to pass out flyers to make it known, God. We don't need to do certain things and advertisement to make known this church. You make it known, God. This is your place. Touch the hearts of those who need to know that there is a place where they can call on the name of the Lord and you will hear their cry. Where they can call for healing in their body and they shall be made well. Where they can call if there is something that is holding them back and they stand in need of deliverance, they can call. Hallelujah. So God, hallelujah, this is your church. Based on your ministry, hallelujah. And God, we want you to swell up and come in. Touch these people in this town, Lord God, today. Bless them, Lord God. Bless the town, hallelujah. Bless the mayor, God, to be able to do the things for this town that need to be done politically. Bless, Lord God, the governor of the state of North Carolina, Lord God, to be able to see and to know what the people of North Carolina need, hallelujah, and then to deliver, Lord God. Always touch our president, President Barack Obama, God. God, continue to hold him, hallelujah, because I believe that you are in the palm of your hands. Continue to strengthen him. Continue to guide him. Continue, Lord God, to allow the things that he feels on his heart for the people of this country, hallelujah, to bless each and every one of us, especially we who are the poor, especially we who are the middle class, Lord God. Use him, Lord God, to do great things, even yet while he is still in office. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We praise you for it all, God. And that's what we lift up David to you, Lord God. I believe that today she is in her church, Lord God, praising you. But God, we just ask right now that you would touch her, every part of her life, Lord God, that you would bring blessing, Lord God, that can only come from on high into her life to bless her, Lord God, and to promote her, Lord Jesus, even for the love she has for you. God, continue to keep her grounded and rounded, founded in her love for you, Lord God. Don't allow any type of distraction. Don't allow the lies of the devil, hallelujah, to steer her away. Keep her grounded in you, God, hallelujah. Not because you are the God of the prisoner, but because you are the God of all creation, hallelujah. And only a fool will turn their back on you once they know you, God, hallelujah. Keep her in the palm of your hand, Lord God, hallelujah. Bless her, Lord God. We pray promotion, job promotion, hallelujah, promotion in all aspects of her life in the name of Jesus. And God, even as you do it, hallelujah, hallelujah, we'd be so careful to give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. Bless this worship. Touch the hearts of your people, God, hallelujah. They're not our people. They don't belong to City on the Hill. They belong to you. They may worship here at City on the Hill. We may all be one local body, hallelujah, a part of the body of Christ in you, but they belong to you, God, hallelujah. Hey, como está, ya la damosa. Bless them. Give them what they stand in need of. Give James what he stands in need of, God. Give, hallelujah, Samaj what he stands in need of. Give Miracle what she stands in need of. Give LaVon what she stands in need of. Give Alicia what she stands in need of. Give Isaiah what he stands in need of. God, give Timothy what he stands in need of. Give Tyler what he stands in need of. Give Pastor Toby what he stands in need of. And least of all, God, if you would just give me, even me, what I stand in need of, God. We'll be so careful to give you the honor, the glory, the praise. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, we praise you. And we say amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God today. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God. We surely thank the Lord for the man of God today who is going to bring the word. I thank God for him. Hallelujah. Because everybody needs to be preached to. And when you preach, it is a pleasure to be able to sit down and let someone preach to you and hear the word. Hallelujah. So take any further ado, glory to God, but now to present the one I call husband at home, but in this place, he is Pastor Toby, and we partner and pastoring this church. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay. Praise the Lord. So I present to you, hallelujah, Pastor this ministry, Pastor Toby Gray. We're not going to clap for him, but we're going to clap for God because we want to hear God's word. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
As you starting to work here. Starting to work here. The beginning of any job is having a plan. And in our case, we had no plan, but God did. God did.
Hallelujah.
We had no plan. God had a plan.
Thank you, Lord.
How do you believe here? Miracle? Do you believe that God has a plan for your life? Without a question.
Praise God. God. Amen.
She's fire. That little lady has got fire in her bones. Shut up in her bones. I can see her preaching one day. I can see her. I can see her running a business, you know, incorporating the many things and the wonders and the powers that God has given us. Hallelujah. I want to thank God today for who he is, all by himself. I want to thank God for giving me help in a time when it looked as if things wasn't going to go my way. But God gave me health.
Hallelujah.
He put the strength in my body. He put the the bone in my bones. He rejuvenated my being. And now I move and have my being according to him.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to get corny, y'all. I'm going to get real corny in the Lord. And I'm going to tell you what I mean by corny. I'm going, everything I need, I'm asking God for it. If I need to say, Lord, I need $10.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Or if someone
Amen.
Comes and hands me $10, Lord, I need $20.
Amen.
Lord, I need $100.
Right.
Lord, I need a home. Lord, I need food on my table.
Right.
Lord, I need vehicles to drive.
Hallelujah.
If you see fit that I do these things, Lord, make them appear right before me. Does anybody realize the power that surrounds us? Do you realize that there's great powers and wonders in place?
Hallelujah.
Not the physical objects that you see, but that which causes the physical objects to move and have their being.
Hallelujah.
That's God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So I'm going to open up because I'm ready to go.
Praise God.
I feel fired up and filled with the Holy Spirit this morning. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I realized that when I jumped out of my bed at 4:30 in the morning and went to the store just to get food for the house. I said, what's going on, Toad? But as I was out there, I was able to, I saw the laughter in some people. Some people are caught up in their telephone. They're trying in the morning, they're still looking in the phones and doing that.
Wow.
I tell you, God's going to intercede in that. He don't want nobody to worship or have anything to have more attention than he gets.
My God.
See, because if someone's like a baby, what's the baby's name again?
Isaiah.
Isaiah. Just like Isaiah, the small child. He wants the attention on him. Can you hear me, Timothy? Am I coming through clear? Listen for my voice. I want to tell you how clear it's coming through with this mic sitting right there. Can you hear me? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
My boys are tired. They spent a lot of time doing things yesterday, Friday night. Tyler worked all week, school all week, Timmy school all week, homework, and the such, and sitting up and doing what he likes to do. You know, his physical, the activities he likes to partake in. He's a stickler for music. He loves music. And maybe one day he'll pick the instrument up again. When he was young, he played the bass. A cello? Is it a cello?
Yes.
A cello. A bass cello, right? Did cello
live
there?
Cello,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Praise the Lord. And he did that. And then he just didn't mess with it anymore. Maybe if he get his hands on it again, he'd have a desire more. And God can bless his hands and his mind and his heart to play sweet, sweet music for him.
Praise God.
Anyway. As I was saying, the power that surrounds us is what I'm going to preach on today. What great power surrounds us. Are we aware of the power that surrounds us? So, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, you are the God of all. You are the lover of our souls.
Yes, Lord.
You are the great I am. You are the lily in the valley. You are the rose of Sharon. You are the light on top of yonder hill. Hallelujah. It cannot be put out. Hallelujah. You are the Lord of lords, the King of kings. You are the father of civilization, the God of the universe. You are the father, hallelujah, in civilization. You are the father in creation. You created it all, Lord. Every tip, height, every small, little, intricate cubit. Hallelujah. Every small, hallelujah, and large supernatural surrounding. I'm talking about the moon, the stars, hallelujah. I'm talking about the sun sitting in the middle of nine planets that we know of, hallelujah. And as they sit in the middle of those nine planets, Lord, you have those other planets going around elliptically, going around and not a circle, but in an oblong way.
My God. Yes,
and
Lord.
You did that, Lord. I used to think about this, and I see now, Lord, that you did it for time purposes. Hallelujah. Not one of them are going going to crash into the other. Scientists have sent ideas into the air saying that this is going to happen and that's going to happen. But they ask you. Did they ask you, look, could they move the sun? Did they ask you, were you going to crash cataclysmic collide in the atmosphere? And that we would see, hallelujah, fire coming down on us and earth. Hallelujah. Did they ask you, Lord? Could they go to other planets and discover and give them names? But you told Adam to name all of everything in creation in the heavens and in the earth.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We realize, and I have come to understand, that this power, hallelujah, that resides in the bosom of God is available to us.
Yes, Lord.
He chose us, and I'm so thankful, Lord, that you did. Hallelujah. God, temper my spirit, hallelujah.
Yes,
take the words and gather up everything in me, and you roll it out as yourself, hallelujah. I give no credit for this. All praise is due to you, Lord. Every iota of lifted up hands go to you. Every lifted up hand in every church around the world and in this country and in this town and this city, hallelujah, is to you. So God, I don't want to do anything different. I'm just going to follow the suit that you gave me to wear.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I think it looks pretty good, don't you think? Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen. Thank you.
There's a power on the horizon. There's a great power that's in the earth. I'm talking about, look, please, look. Can you look through here? You see them? They're being held together by a mortar. Now, you can't see it now. I initially written these bricks of gray. Man, what kind of materials that, James, they make bricks out of, or the blocks? It's a shed. It's concrete. And it's gray. The concrete is gray. But they painted it for decorative purposes. But God's power is in every molecule that exists in these bricks. He formed the materials that would enable man to use it to build houses and buildings. Hallelujah. He formed every material in the earth to give man an ability to, fly, drive cars, make motors, high-velocity motors. He gave it. He went so far as to doing that after he told Adam, before he created man, he created the heavens and the earth. He stood alone in, hallelujah, not on time, not in time, but out of time.
Amen, amen, amen.
Listen, Lord, I want y'all to listen to this. Listen to this. Can you see me?
Yes.
Listen to this, honey. God, the almighty, powerful God.
Hallelujah.
Stood outside of the entire universe as you know.
Yes.
So you can never, you know why they say the universe is endless or eternal or for, it goes on forever? Because as you move in direction of the universe, it too has a life of its own. You're moving in the direction of the universe and you try to find your way around it. And you keep going this way. And this way, and this way. Then you look ahead of you and say, well, I'm going to try to go across it. Maybe I can make it get smaller. So I'll go this way, and this way, and this way. And then you say, wow, there seems to be no end to this. You understand why there's no end to the earth, to the creation that God has created? Because it's enveloped in time. It is covered in time. And it will take you time to get through to one other portion of the universe. And while you're getting to that point and making your way to the next point, the universe is still growing. And time is the fertilizer for the universe to grow. And as the universe continues to get big, God and his almighty power puts in the mind of man, hallelujah, the desire to travel in the universe. And that's just one level of the power that surrounds us. Now, God is outside of all of that, wielding his hand and shaping and molding things to make them come into being the way he wants them to come into being.
Yes.
Hallelujah. What great power surrounds us. Hallelujah. Pumpkin. Her name is Laverne. Laverne? Laverne had a baby.
Yes.
She had a brand new baby. That's not her first child. But this is not blessed. Well, amen. There's God's wife over there, I guess. You got that kind of power, you can call out what's going to happen to her. Are you speaking about yourself? You're going to have children for her? You're never going to have children? You said that too. And up pop nine. Yeah. Somewhere, I guess in some way you're like, you probably said, you don't have no children.
I don't know. I guess
yeah. Well, I say that, a little pun intended, meaning never say never in the face of God. You think that your thoughts are your thoughts? Did you think? What is your name again? Dalisha, right, Dalisha.
Yep.
Look at the name, almost like delicious. The Lord tastes good. How about you? Amen, 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 amen. Look at this. Dalisha, is that your real name? Wow, on your birth certificate, it says Dal or Dalisha. So D-A-L. I-S-E-D, Dalisha. What happened to Mary? What happened to Janet? Ain't no more Janet? She's in the Bible. Hey, miracle. Back in my day when I was a youngster, she was named Alice.
Is it right?
That's my grand. Hey, don't do that to my mama. Martha. But see, just like I think that's just like God. Listen to this. God is continuing to create. I just told you about the universe.
Yes.
Why you can never get to the end of it because it's based on time. It's within time. So as long as time goes on, the universe is wise. And I last time I heard, time never ceases.
My God.
Because you can say right now. And then right now it becomes the past. And he says, not now, but right now.
Okay.
And then he says, not now, right now.
Okay.
Right now, not now, later. Everything increases in God. That young baby being born to my sister Laverne, he's a beautiful young man. Too.
Yes.
I don't know how much trouble. Did he give you any trouble? I rebuke that. Not yet in the name of Jesus. He's going to never give you trouble. He's going to be your angel. He's going to be, hallelujah, marked for victory in his life.
Hallelujah.
He's marked for victory. I decree and declare that my... Yes, well, that's the going rate. But just like names are changing, the universe is getting wider. Hallelujah. God is on his way back. Things are changing. The power of God that encompasses us, that's what I'm saying. Do you know of the great power that surrounds you? The things that we think, you get an opportunity to do it because God released it to your mind. If he closed off his mind, you couldn't even think. Could you imagine not thinking? That's worse than being blind. You can't move your mind. Your hands don't want to do nothing. You can't get up out of bed. I guess that's what a lot of us say. You know, we can't think. We know we need to get up. We start complaining about a leg injury. Then I told you, God, did I say that God was a healing God? He's an all-power God. He can make things that have been problems forever and ever become nothing
That's
in
right.
a moment.
That's right. Amen.
That's the power of God. See, and the only reason that these things are not in activity in your eyes, and maybe you have it, maybe you have, I don't know. I'm not going to call your life. But in our daily doing of things, we're supposed to have the very ability to look into another person's thinking. Hello?
My Lord.
Hello?
My Lord.
I know. And back in the day, we used to read people, and he said, you ain't say nothing to me. Your head be bobbing my eye. Show me. Anybody ain't got you there? That head roll thing. Can you do it a lot of times? God bless you. It's an old attitude. But see, we used to think we could talk, we could tell what a person's saying. What you looking at?
Yeah, right.
What? You got to say to me. car. Yes. But that, hey, that's how we did. Yes. And the poor person ain't thinking the same.
My God, you're right.
It's all in your mind.
Right.
See, God will lead you to throw it into your mind. He wants to see it, how you handle things. Do you want to be rich, Delicia? Do you want to be rich? Not really? What is your life desire? What do you want in life? What is it you desire in life? What do you desire in life? I can hear you. Comfortable. So how is it, what is it that's just going to make you comfortable? What things under you that will put make you feel comfortable?
My mama
and daddy. Your mama? Hold on, look at this. Brother, you got me in a bed of nails, girl. But you know something? Listen. Is that your heart's desire? Now, here's how God works. Here's how God works. It has to be a mutual thing. For one thing, we can speak to God and say, God, I would love to have. But in the Word of God, He says to you, He says, speak those things that are not until they are. That's not all it says, though. God got a whole lot to say. He talks more than me. I'm going to get tired and then say, I'm done. God should still be talking. But listen, He'll say to you, if you desire, whatever you desire, if you ask me earnestly. Now, do you understand? Do you know what earnestly means? I'm not putting you on the spot for what it means. If you don't, I'm going to tell you. You have any idea what Ernest means? Not my cousin Ernest. I have a cousin named Ernest. He's my first cousin. They say I'm going to look like him as I get older. But he must be a good-looking man by this time in his life. If I'm looking, I'm moving into his realm of being who he is, I'm going to be some kind of fine man. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm looking for the one back here that's my niece.
Amen.
To really give me that. Y'all on the outskirts, y'all can get some look all you want and see what you see. Can't touch that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, like I said, earnestly means that you act with everything in you, with your best heart, with your heart of knowing God and who He is, and believing that He is, and He is a rewarder.
Yes.
How many of y'all want a reward?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him.
Hallelujah.
Now, one way we can reach God is in our prayer life.
Hallelujah.
We have to have a prayer life. We have to have a life that is endeared to God. When something goes wrong, we say, Lord, have mercy.
Yes.
And God will give you mercy.
Hallelujah.
Just based on the fact that He said, act earnestly.
Right.
And if you're earnest in your, He will do just what He said He would do.
My God.
Now, I don't want Him to come in and part the waters anymore for me. I'm done. I believe already. And I believe that I can have anything that I desire. But there's a song that says, hallelujah. Come on with me. On this. The song goes, more than He desires. What, nothing to be denied, says the Lord.
Oh, yes.
He said, I will do a new thing in you. See, the way we are, there's some work to be done.
Yes.
God has to redo us over.
That's right.
He has to take us off, take us back to the college where anybody sits around in this school.
Yes.
Right. Did you work and play in school? You ever seen a potter's wheel?
Yeah, always like.
Okay, that's something for you to desire to seek out in your life. That may be a calling for you. You may be a great surrounding or a great artist with clay. But here, throw you back on the mold. Faith. God has so powerful that if He touches you in the wrong way, you're going to break.
My God.
So here, look at the wheel, move that out, rub off that rough edge, put a little in there.
My Lord.
Push you in the face.
My Lord.
Give you new eyes.
My Lord.
Push you in the face to give you new eyes. He give you new eyes so that you will see yourself in the things that he desires for you. That's being earnest before God. Because your eyes are open up and you'll see a new thing. You won't see the same thing you saw yesterday. Those old things are passed away. Behold, you will become new in him. He will make things anew. Do you want something new, my sister? Do you want God to do something new in you? But he's making you over and over and over so many times more that I've seen you're another person from the person I met in the car. You are so full of life and so greatly to behold. Hallelujah. I got to throw on shades because the light is coming off of me in such a way that if I keep looking at you, I might go blind.
Hallelujah.
You don't want me to go blind, do you? Thank you. Pray for my eyes, honey. Pray God keep my eyes. And for you, Delisha, you said you just wanted to be comfortable. Well, God can make you comfortable.
Hallelujah.
Those who come under his wing and get in his arms and become a part of him, become a believer of him, not because your friends are doing it, because you desire to do it. See, there was a time in life when there was only priests that can go before God and they would come back with an answer. God forbid if he was from Harlem, he was a lying priest. You know what I'm saying? But so we had to go on that notion. And the people back there believed in the power of God so greatly that they let that man be their guide of their eyes. So he would go before God with all the blessings and things that the people asked for and come back. And he would do one by one. We let them receive their blessings. Do you know that without even seeing what they asked for, they believed that they had it already?
That's right.
The way we got to think. Now, you got to believe that you have going to get the comfort,
That's number one,
that the comfort is already upon you.
Hallelujah.
And that you are exercising the comfort.
Right.
Steve Harley told a story about a cop, about the God in the road in the heavens. Or the road in heaven. The God is up in heaven. And he's got all kinds of things for you.
Yeah.
He's got the car you want. He's got the husband you want. He's got, well, you don't want a husband?
Okay.
I'm not going to get into that. Maybe we'll have a talk another time and I'll find out that you don't like men. You don't like men?
Okay.
But that's understood. That's your 18 or 7. And look at God. He's so loving and caring that he allows you to be that way. He allows you to have that. But he says he will not leave you comfort. But he's going to give, he sends a comforter to you.
That's right.
And that comforter is not the man that's laying down with you in a bed or standing up with you hugging and kissing on you. He can be, though, a little bit. But overall, God is the comforter.
Amen.
He's the one that gives you all that you need. He can come and... What happened to me? Take your breath away.
That's right.
He can do things of that nature in such a moment that you have nothing to do. That's why I said there's so much power around us. All we have to do is call on him and draw it nigh to us, and God will let us have it.
Yes.
He will let us have it. We understand that the power of God that worketh in us is based on the love of God in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And he says, my son, on whom I'm well pleased.
Yes.
He's well pleased with his son, so he loves his son. But you know who his first son was besides Jesus in this earth?
My Lord.
His first son was Jesus in the heavens. But on earth, do you know who his first son was there? Israel. Israel was God's first son. He was the one that God loved, so you get to read it. I'll give you the scripture for it. You can turn to the book of Exodus. Exodus 15 and 6, I think that's there. But we're not going to go there. We're going to talk outside of the word of the in text and try to make people understand. We want to walk away here with power in our person and love in our body and strength. We don't want to, I don't want you to be, you know, in the church as usual, you know, as the church goes on to preach, pastor preaches. You got to preach the preacher that said, yeah, and the Lord said, yeah. And then you got the preacher that says, okay, our children, turn to your Bible page. If you have the newer Bible, it's on page 138, and you will find the book of Peter. And Peter is very powerful there to the Lord. That's a preacher like that. Then you got the preacher that teaches. Right, preacher. Then you got the preacher that's got his eyes on the woman in the audience. Paying attention to the woman. And some of them to the men. You got all kinds of people saying they are of God. They come under in the name of Jesus. But God said, trust no man.
Yes.
Lest I put them asunder. Trust no man. Oh, he didn't say anything about a woman. See, man has been is the top of the food chain. Because from man, woman was made.
Yes.
Bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. God was able to put Adam to sleep. The first man, I didn't say the first son, God's first son, who was called his son, Israel. Hallelujah. What's that again, honey?
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Right.
A rib. And you know how black folks like ribs. Yeah. So we like our woman. Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
My Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 I'm glad you're getting fun out of this because that lets me know you. I got the attention. If laughter is what you do to hear, then go on and laugh all you want. You're welcome here. You are at home here. Make yourself at home. Hallelujah. What was I talking about? Let me see. I was talking about speaking earnestly and acting earnestly. I tell my sons over and over again, they think daddy's corny. They think this of me. Hallelujah. They think daddy, you know, I'm not in the best shape that I was when back in the day. I was a ball player, football player, track star, everything. I did it all. Played with some of the best players in the world. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Earl Manigault. Hallelujah. I prayed. I stand still in the same. Matter of fact, this man sitting in my living room, Will Chamberlain, basketball player. He's dead now. He's 7 feet tall. Willis Reed of the New York Knicks. You ever heard of him? These are sports people. Then there's Dick Barnett. Then there's John Stark. He played for the Knicks. Then there's a host of people. But I even know some, I grew up with some people that's in theater now. You remember the movie, about the Jackson movie?
Michael Jackson?
Yeah, Michael Jackson. The movie, and you remember the father, Joe Jackson, the guy that played his father's name was Lawrence Hilton Jacobs. We went to school together. We grew up in the same project in Dallas. You know Mekhi Pfeiffer?
Yeah.
Okay, he's also from Douglas Project. Know his mother personally. Hallelujah. And then the utmost one is this. Just recently, just like you're younger, like she's a young girl. And see, her life is not unfolding yet. There's so much more to her that you can't even imagine. You may think she's tough, she's maybe hard-headed, she's evil, but she's God's child. She is a creation that God made. And if I remember, the Bible says God told one of his disciples, never say anything that I create is evil or of a lesser sort. So if people eat chitlins, they eat chitlins. If people eat Bigfoot, they eat pig. Listen to me. You're on the desert, 150 degrees on the desert. You can't find no water. You got a spear in your hand. That's all you got is a spear and one match. And an old prickly pig come running across that desert. You know, see, this is what the Muslims used to do. They say, you ain't no Muslim. Because you know why I know you ain't no Muslim? Because somebody ordered pork chops, you'd be the first one in line. We can make things our way. We can make things our life. We can make our way in life, certain things, doing certain things. Am I making myself clear?
Yes.
But earnestly, you want to be comfortable. And God is the one who you want to go to make you comfortable.
Yes.
You remember that. Remember that. Okay, Dalisha? You remember that. Hallelujah. God is the one that has the power to give comfort to you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He told Moses to rise up early in the morning. I'm jumping around a little bit. Moses was the beloved of God.
Yes.
God loved him beyond.
That's right.
Don't mess with Moses. Pharaoh sort of found out that. You know, I'm not talking about the Prince of Egypt on the movie. I'm talking about in the life of Moses.
Yes.
He was told to rise up early because God was going to plague the people of Egypt. He told Pharaoh the reason he did what he did by bringing the plagues in. Pharaoh, and tell, he said to tell Pharaoh to let my people go so that they may serve me.
Yes.
But he what God allowed to happen was for Pharaoh's heart to harden, get hard. I'm not talking about this kind of hard. I'm talking about a hardness such that he would let in no reason. He wouldn't hear good thought or an idea. He wouldn't share his own luxuries and wealth. He made his heart hard. So when Moses came with a plea, let my people go.
Yes.
He thought, he looked at it this way. They're building up everything I got here, all my statues. Damn, I ain't letting them go nowhere. And matter of fact, I'm gonna make their work harder.
Yes.
He said, matter of fact, I'm not gonna give them as much food as they was giving. Matter of fact, I'm gonna tell them to pay more taxes. Matter of fact, he continued to plague the people of Israel. And today I've heard people sit around and say, oh, what's God going to do? Is he going to ever come? These people had the kind of, in their mind, in their spirit, it was ingrained in them because God created them that way.
Yes.
To wait on me.
Hallelujah.
They would suffer long and wait on him.
Yes.
So when that plague came down, hallelujah. Turn your Bible to 9 and 16, Exodus. Exodus 9:16. And you'll get an idea of what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Well, don't matter. I'm going to read it to you. I'm going to read the part that I want you to hear.
Hallelujah.
What happened was when he rose up early and he went to Pharaoh, Pharaoh said he wasn't going to let nobody go. He said, everybody. He said, how's that song go? He said, when I move, you move. Just like that. So Pharaoh said, when I move, you move. But I'm not moving. You don't move. He sent them out in the book of Exodus 9 and 16. Hallelujah. Yes. Do you have it, honey, in your Bible? I'm going to wait on my girl. She showed me she can get through it. She showed me she knows how to read that index. And look alongside the index and see the page.
Yes.
Are you there, honey? Okay. Pharaoh said, the Lord said to Moses, rise early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh and say to him, thus says the Lord God of the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve your very heart. Excuse me, serve me. For at this time I will send all my plagues to you. Hallelujah, to you people, that you may know that there is none like me in all the earth. Now if I had stretched out my hand and struck you and your people with pestilence, then you would have been cut off from the earth. But indeed, for this purpose, I have raised you up, that I may know, I may show my power in you,
yes,
and that my name may be declared in all the earth.
Yes.
As you sought yourself against my people, and that you would not let them go, behold, tomorrow about this time, God has the power on tomorrow.
Oh,
he knows all about tomorrow. He said, I will cause every very heavy hail to rain down, such as has not been in Egypt since its founding. And until they're instituted, such as its founding, until now, because he's getting ready to do it.
Yes.
Y'all say God's getting ready to do it.
God's getting ready to do it.
Come on, y'all say God's getting ready to do it.
God's getting ready to do it.
But therefore, send now and gather your livestock, and that all you have in the field, for the hail shall come down on every man and every animal which is found in the field and not brought home, and they shall die.
Hallelujah.
Now listen. Jeez. Woo! That kind of power? He said, now that was the seventh of the plagues that he sent down,
yes,
of all the plagues. He was shower the earth with little teeny balls of ice, like this.
Hallelujah.
Look at it. Enough of them and constantly, continually enough that it would kill anything in the field,
wow,
any livestock, any people that were out there as well. There was,
yes,
no protection against it. He did this And guess what? Thou'rt hard, hot, hardened even more.
My God, my God.
See, this is designed because God wanted him to praise.
Yes.
He was going to recognize and praise him and recognize the power of God. Hallelujah. And in doing so, as that went on, hallelujah, what a story. What a story. As that went on, amen, God was able to get Pharaoh to come out of his mouth with something stupid. Pharaoh said, in his haste, that he would kill the firstborn of every Israelite, which is people of Israel.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Didn't know that that curse was turned around on him. Actually, every firstborn of Egypt wound up dying. It was those in his guard, their sons, just dropping dead. Could you imagine? Y'all see that picture that Tyler likes. Love is one of his favorite pictures. With his matrix. He said, did you see the matrix? You remember how the girl was walking and then... She just stopped, fell. Just fell dead. Now, listen, that's an example in the theater of the power of God that works in this earth.
That's right.
God said, the earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof. And to them, you and me, that dwell therein. So, do you want to have power? To change, to make your destiny the way you want to see it, wouldn't it be? You don't have to go to no tea wheeling and she shake around something and throw some powder in your eyes and you get all sleepy. And then she starts telling you, you're going to have this and that. And in the meantime, write that check with my name on it. Yeah. That's how she do. That's how they do. They get you all out of sorts, get you in a vulnerable position. And you go on and do it. But God don't have to do that. God is already powerful.
Hallelujah.
And mighty in all that he is. He makes ways where there is no way.
Hallelujah.
He lifts his mighty hand up. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I should have heard him say something. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I got a little bit of time left, and I ain't get into the bone of the message. But what great power surrounds us.
Yes.
Because God is in hand. And he loves you as a people. Said, hold that to your ear. And you can hear what she said?
Oh, no.
Okay, no.
They can't hear this.
No, it's on.
They can't hear it.
Oh, okay. That for the people?
There you go.
Set it up. Amen. Well, let me bring this to hold. Did you enjoy what I was talking about here? The subject
praise
matter.
God,
did you get anything out of it?
Hallelujah.
See, the idea is this. If there's sick among you, the Lord says, lay your hands on the sick. Go to the elders, meaning those who are learned in the ways of him.
Yes.
And that believe him at his word.
Yes.
And go to him and tell him to lay hands on the sick.
That's right.
And they will rise up from their bed of infirmity. Just like that. He didn't say go to down to Methodist Hospital and ask for the matron of the floor, tell her that she have a bed up there for you. Hallelujah. When birth was happening, women used to have birth all by themselves.
That's right.
They had babies all by themselves. Women got lazy.
Right.
You know, things are changing. But it's all right. It's knowledge to know. Thank God for technology today, aren't you glad?
My Lord.
Hey, Lauren, aren't you glad? Aren't you glad you can press that little button and get some pain filler to fill that void or that pain that may be pushing up against your cervix or down in that area? Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, this is what we got to come to know. I thank God for what he's done for me because, see, I went to the hospital recently and they went down my throat. You know, there's a time when they go in the jail, right, and shoot the camera. Get the woman too, right? Woman got to get
colon. We don't have prostate. We don't have prostate.
What y'all got?
We got no prostate.
Y'all got my. Y'all got
what? We got prostate. We
got a prostate. Okay. Well, wait a minute now. The woman got seven.
No, we get
okay, that's up here.
Cervical camera.
Okay, right. They'll go down there with a camera. Say,
no,
wait.
I have no camera. They
scrape.
They do scraping and they put it in the test tube.
Man, they might have a camera now.
No, they got no camera.
Okay. They do that. See, they just. Because, see, y'all already done.
Mm-hmm.
We men got to get ourselves checked. Because we hard hit. You know, we don't want to listen. But that's all right. That technology, it went in my tail, but that technology reached me and everything and put it in me. I was knocked out. I ain't even know nothing. Next day was finished. Oh, my, I said, when y'all going to get started? They said, we done. I said, I felt violated. They go,
see, Father, I felt violated.
But it quit. When that was over, listen to that. When that was over, they said, now, the night before that, they make men us drink this liquid. It's like lemonade without a lot of sugar. Oh, you know what that is? You have some questions clear. Girl, that'll make you tired, call it to your tail. It sure had me on tail. Every time I breathe, I go, I'm going to walk the bed. I'm in the hungry day underwear I went through. But I went through some. Amen, amen. Well, anyway, that doctor said to you, he says, Toby, to Mr. Gray, we didn't see anything up there. Can you come back tomorrow at 7:30? I said, I got to drink some more of that stuff. He said, yeah, you'll drink a little more and so we wanted to see you clear out a little more. I said, I'm sorry, sir. The reason you didn't see anything there because there ain't nothing up there.
Amen.
It's all gone. See, God cleansed me.
Hallelujah.
And that was my colonoscopy. And that was taken 2 years ago. So, and I had to take another one in 8 years in, every 10 or 5. We'll get 60. That's it. Right. No. Hey, what you say? Girl, you better watch out. I'm saying that y'all stick nothing in me for every year. No, ain't nothing like that in me. Okay, well, I'm still on the 10-year run. But my Lord may come back and take me with him. And I'll never experience anything like that again. But while we're here on earth, we are to, we at our knowledge of a thing have to come to know things and what's best for us.
Yes.
And do what's best for us.
Yes.
Knowing what's best by experimenting and trying it. But first of all, knowing what's best would give you a straight road to God.
Yes.
To talk to him. Now, the one they put down your mouth, that's another. They look at your stomach. It's called endoscopy. They did it to me the other day. I'm laying there in the bed. Hallelujah. Timmy's outside waiting on me right there. He's outside where he was eating up all the stuff they give you, all kind of food. I couldn't eat a thing. I'm hungry. I'm laying there. Next thing I know, I'm waking up again. I said, y'all going to get started? They said, we're going to test how this fits in your mouth. That was it. I know next time when I go there, I said, I know when I'm ready to go to sleep. But now I went to sleep that quick and woke up. I don't know how long they was doing. But they said to me, now, listen to me closely. I want you to listen. You especially. They said, and you too, Miracle. They said to me, Mr. Gray, we saw down there because your liver has some scars on it. And you know what a person that has scars on the liver, what they call that? They call that cirrhosis. Okay, now listen. Hold on. Now, you heard it before, right? Now, listen. I mean, you know, I got a praying wife. She don't play. Disease. I tell you, let me beat you up. You don't want to meet her. And I'm a praying preacher. I'm a man that prays.
Amen.
My children can attest. They tell you, Daddy, I pray. I'm spot in the middle of the street. Walk across the light, trying to ask
Amen.
God whether it should cross that road or not.
Amen.
And I said, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Well, he says, we want you to take another test, but we got to set it up.
The road is
okay. Yeah. He called me back in the morning. He said, we don't know whether it's cancer or not. So he called me back in the morning. Now, you know I'm going in my head, you know. I say, it's not going to break you. It's going to hold you. Ain't going to hold me.
No.
I better stand up.
Look at this. He said to me,
how many of y'all would or something like that? How does it make you feel? Say you got cancer. Knowing people that have cancer. family, friends, loved ones, and they went on and died. My mother died. What'd you say? You wouldn't believe what? Yeah, that's God wants you to have that thought kind of process because it gives him room for him to bless you and show you his power. One way or the other, God's going to show you his power. You're going to see his power coming in all his glory. And when he told me that, I went home and he gave me some antibiotics to, you know, make sure I didn't get no infection, you know. Gave me some sweet liquid called lactulose. The lactulose is to help to break up toxins from building up in your system based on the fact that maybe my liver wasn't right. Oh, I'm a messed up man. Called in the morning and says, Toby, it's not cancer. I don't even know if the phone stayed in my hand. I'm shouting like I do. I tell him, hallelujah. The devil was trying to kill me. But I'm glad for the praying grandmothers and my wife and my sons. Hallelujah. The devil had a chance on me.
That's it.
So I'm back to myself.
Hallelujah.
Getting my balance together. My head is clear. And it's on with and upward with this, the word of God to the people of God. So know this, that God loves you.
Yes.
He loves you enough to allow no death to come to your person or anyone around you.
My Lord.
I mean, he is the health giver. The love maker.
Yes.
He is all that and a bag of chips.
Yes.
That you didn't open yet. Hallelujah. So I just wanted to say that to you guys. That, see, I recognize the power of God that worked in me. Has God worked his power in you? Have you seen God's power work in your life to the point where you commit yourself to him wholly and solely? You know, I thought I was going to be a Muslim. I was in the streets of New York. So I'm a liquid brother. But Muhammad speaks the newspaper and how to eat and live. And, you know, Minister Louis Farrakhan was his national representative. And I thought I was going to be a Muslim. 5 times a day I was on prayer, laying down on the floor, bumping my head up against the floor. So I had a knot on top of my head. And nobody put that but me because I'm clumping. Allah, stop letting me hit my head. Help me to sit up and pray this prayer right in the presence of you. Boom. 5 times a day. You hit your head on the floor 5 times a day, every day, for a year. And boy, you're going to have a knot or you're going to have a terrible headache.
My God.
And you're going to have to call on that God and say, God, help me. But our Jesus says, when you pray, direct your thoughts and your mind on me. And how do you know it's him that you're praying to? He put in his word, hallelujah, that, you know, they call it the, not the sinner's prayer, excuse me, but the Our Father, the Lord's Prayer, who art in heaven. Hallowed, I mean, his name is holy. Be thy name. Thy kingdom come. It says, thy will, your will, be done. As it is in heaven, so shall it be on earth. Give us this day our daily bread.
Lord.
I ask you, Lord, put a little meat with that bread, Lord. Some butter, you know. And make sure my brother James got him enough of meat, because I'm going to go and take my meat.
Your daddy been teasing me. He been teasing me about I done picked up this little weight again. But all right, by the time the summer comes, we get ready to roll out there. Don't
get that.
I'm going to leave you alone. You need to get saved, bro. You need Jesus. But anyway, you know, I'm going to close with this.
He said, thy kingdom come.
I will be done.
As it is in earth, so shall be in heaven.
Yes, sir.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. He said, give us, Lord, everything that we need for a day. for tomorrow is not promised, so we don't have to worry about tomorrow. But how many of us got deep freezers and got all kind of food stuck in it? How many of us got refrigerators that got the freezer on top and chicken sitting there? You got chicken in your chicken? Hey, Levon, you got chicken all in your house, Adrian?
No, I ate all the chicken.
You got beef? What kind of beef? We're on our way. Where's your address? We're on our way. We got ice cubes in our refrigerator right now. Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of things not good, but just if you do things in moderation, which is what we got to learn, you'll see that these, everything can work together for the good of those who love the Lord. But I'll get you, like I said, I'm going to close, and if we say he's going to close, he's just opening. I want to say this, that if there's anyone here that hasn't accepted God, now I'm not saying that he was at the church, he was a little kid, and they said, oh, he put his hand on your head, and you became part of that church. But I'm saying, if what I said here today meant anything to you, the great power of God that surrounds us, we're surrounded by so many witnesses of people that before us, they were the ones who had same beliefs and things like that. They're the ones who made the things that we see happening or happen today happen. They are the ones who we seek and desire to emulate and to be like. So like I said, if there's anyone of you here that hasn't accepted the Lord in the pardoning of their sins, their behavior, that is an abomination to God. And I just told you about the power of God, what it can do. So don't take him lightly. You take him with your whole heart. And we're young. We're all young. You're old. I'm young. I'm a babe in Christ. I just got here. I'm just learning about this Jesus. But he's gave me such a handful of it that he's made me a preacher of his word. Changed my life. A life of sin and shame. So if there's anything that you have that you want to do in God, don't hold back. Hallelujah. Have you been saved then? Have you went to church and gave your life to Jesus? No. Let her talk. I'm gonna make it real easy for her. I'm not going to put no pressure on this. What I mean is, you're young now, but there's no reason for you not to know. Do you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior and Lord? Have you been told that he's your Lord and Savior? Have you been told that? Well, then God bless you. Have you been told that the Lord is your Savior and Lord and that you have given your life to him? Do you want to rededicate your life to him? Come on up. Hallelujah. My sister, and you can bring the baby with you. Have you given your life to the Lord? Hallelujah. How long has it been now? Last year? Did you say the sinner's prayer for yourself? The sinner's prayer, meaning that you sinned and that you were asking for God's forgiveness. Did you do that? Huh? All right. What's the name of the church you go to? Come on. You got to go. You got to go for you. Grandma, when God comes, they don't accept gay people? Does God accept gay people? Well, he accepts you. But what does he accept you for? For who you are. And do you know who you are? You are a sinner saved by grace. So we all sinners in this room. And the grace of God, hallelujah, an opportunity to get everything that's not right, right. Whatever your experiences are, hey, you know MC, you heard MC Light before, right?
Yeah.
That's I raised her. I'm going to see her in Florida. Her and Missy Elliott and the Brat, maybe in April. Well, get your money together. Are you serious? We all can make a trip together. I don't mind. I don't got no holes on it, but I'm asking for a whole lot of tickets. Her grandmother's turning 100 years old. Her grandmother was born in Mount Airy. Her grandmother and my mother are real good friends when my mother was alive. You know what I'm saying? So now Jesus, daughter in the University of Miami. Now, when I knew her as a little girl, younger, she was about this big. Her name is Lorna. Her real name is Lorna Crawford. You ever look on look up. She's in the MC Light. Real name Lorna Crawford. She's gay. But something happened in her life. Because, see, there's so much more to life than just being what we say gay. The gay means happy. The joy of the Lord is the strength that we deletion. The joy of the Lord. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. And this, I'm not talking. Do you understand me? Now, listen, I really want you to understand. I have granddaughters. I have a daughter that are in that life. But before they were there, before they experienced some of the things that they did, they weren't gay. They were happy, but they weren't that. So the world presents to us this lifestyle, and it makes it easy because men are not being who they're supposed to be, and they're destroying the very thing, very being that God took out of them, and that's Jesus. Excuse me. Deal with my sister. Quick, deal with it. We got time. No, it's okay. I don't mean no harm. But I feel like I got dialogue with you right now.
I know her
growing up. At the city film. And I don't remember anything violent happening to her. Her grandmother loved her to the hilt. But didn't remember I told you earlier that God has control over all things and that he can allow things to happen in your life for him to get glory. That may not be the end of you. See, you may see it that way because you're comfortable in that mood. But God may see God sees great, wonderful things for you down the line and in the years to come. And who's to say that you won't be up here doing what I'm doing? And with the experiences you have, able to tell somebody about the love, the real gayness, which is the love of God in Christ Jesus. You know what I'm saying? So, like, again, see, you feel like you're on the spot? Am I talking comfortable to you? That's the way we're supposed to be. That's what Christians are supposed to do. We're supposed to come and change the world, but in changing the world, we have to work with the people as they are. And then we got to show ourselves worthy of the cause that we are in, walking in Christ. So when I said what I said, I didn't say that to throw you out there and put you in the midst. I said that out of the love of God in my heart for you and for anybody that's living and breathing, because God told us to be that way. So right now, everybody just raise their hand. Lift your hand to the Most High God. We
want
to
God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
For this opportunity.
For this opportunity.
To hear your word.
To hear your word.